Yo, what's going on, friends? Dave Lochran with Odd Shopper back with you once again. It's Monday, the 16th of May, which means no games today. We got two games tomorrow, Eastern Western Conference Finals underway. But despite the fact that there are no games today, I just love you guys enough to where we're going to hang out. No, but we got a lot to talk about. I got some series bets. I got some game one bets that I want to throw at you and all of that good stuff. Of course, tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be going over all of our favorite player props, breaking the series down the best we can. And the truth is, look, there's a lot of uncertainty with these game one. We know that, right? It's an entirely new series. We just went seven games between the Suns and the Mavericks. The Warriors went six games. The Celtics and Bucks went seven games. And the Heat and the Sixers went six. So at the end of those series, we had a very good idea of what was going to happen outside of, you know, kind of that bench rotation for Dallas where Spencer Dinwiddie fell down to 18, 20 minutes per game and then went nuclear last game and shot really well in game six. So there are some nuances, some subtleties here. We'll get into a lot of that. But first, hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. If you're here watching on a day where we don't have games because you're trying to get a head start, I salute you. You guys are the people I want watching this show. And leave a comment. Where are you at on these series? I try and read and respond to all these. Where are you at on game one? Who are the players that come through in the clutch that are going to make the difference heading and get these teams to the finals? So, yeah, let's make this happen. Now, I got two from the Celtics and Heat series, and I got two from the Mavs and the Warriors. First up, Celtics money line in game one at plus 105. Now, making money in sports betting is not easy. We know that. Have we had a good playoffs? Yes, we've had a good time and we've done well for ourselves. But it's not easy making money. It is easy to get $200 for free at BetMGM. And I don't say that with any strings attached. If you click the link in the description or in the pinned tweet, all you have to do is sign up, deposit $10, okay? Deposit $10, more if you want, but $10, and bet any of these teams to win. If they score 22 plus points, you turn that $10 into $200 just like that. It's legitimately the simplest way to get free money out there. And with these books trying to get your business, you'd be best to take advantage of all the opportunities and any promo that's thrown your way. So when you're over there, again, link in the description or the pinned tweet, sign up, deposit $10, bet that $10 on any team to win. That's it. If they score 22 plus points, $200, boom, like that. Bet the money line on the Celtics, right? Normally you'd bet $10 to win what? To win nine. You're betting $10 to win $200. So bet it anyway. And if they $10 plus 105, or bet however much you want. It doesn't matter to me. But I like the Celtics money line in this one for a couple of reasons. First off, look at the teams that they face compared to Miami. I'm not saying Miami, you know, just cruised past Philly. Philly made it interesting for two games. They tied it up at two games. Embiid came back. Embiid was not the same player. There's, you know, torn ligaments in his thumb, fractured orbital bone, wearing the mask, dealing with a concussion, took another shot in game six. There was legitimately nothing working for them. James Harden looked like a shell of himself outside of game four. Tyrese Maxey's too young. They didn't have it, right? They're not nearly as good defensively as Boston. And then Atlanta, Miami just completely shut down Trae Young. And as Trae Young goes, the Hawks go, right? They gave up one game, gentlemen sweep, boom. With the Boston Celtics, say what you want about that series against Brooklyn. They swept them, but they still held Kevin Durant to 40% shooting, right? Like, they still mitigated arguably the best tandem, the best combo in the league, and completely swept them. Nets did not get a single game in that series. Then they came into Milwaukee, the reigning champs, albeit without Chris Middleton. I understand that. But still, Giannis averaged a ton of points, but look how he shot, right? They basically just forced him into, sure, you could score a lot of points, but you're not going to do it easily. And it came with them ultimately in the second half of game seven, blowing the Bucks out. So here we are between Boston and Miami. Both have very good defenses. But who's the more complete team, right? I think with Ime Udoka there instead of Brad Stevens, we've seen things change a lot. This team, since the last time these two teams faced each other back in 2020 when Miami ended up going to the finals and losing in that bubble season, Boston's far more mature than they were. Jason Tatum is better. Marcus Smart's the reigning defensive player of the year. Jaylen Brown looks fantastic. Al Horford, despite his age, is still playing well. Like one of the best overall positional players in basketball when it comes to just keeping being a glue guy to keep this team together. You have good defenders in Robert Williams and Grant Williams. Derek White is a good defensive guard. He, you know, they got him at the trade deadline. Huge upgrade over Dennis Schroeder. I think they're the better team here. So while they are 1.5 point dogs and on the money line plus 105, I like them in game one. I look at Boston. I think they are the better team in this series. I'm also taking them in six plus 280. And if you can honestly, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. And for the Miami fans, I apologize. You can come talk shit at some other point if I end up being way wrong about this. But Celtics in five is plus 550. I do think they're the better team. And they're not going to make it nearly as easy for Jimmy Butler just to go nuts on them every single game. You're going to have to rely on Tyler Hero and some other shooters. Wouldn't be shocking if you just give open looks to guys like PJ Tucker and Gabe Vincent, and the Celtics take this series. So at five games, it's plus 550, but plus 280 and six is where I like it. They're minus 180 to win the series, and the shortest odds on total games in the series is six games at plus 180. Also, Warriors, minus 220 to win their series against the Mavs. Interestingly, though, despite being bigger favorites than Boston to win the series, the shortest odds on total games in this series is seven games at plus 180. And I think it goes seven. I do. I don't think Dallas is getting nearly enough credit. I like Mavs. I like taking the five with the Mavs in game one as well at minus 110. Yes, the Warriors, they're grizzled vets, right? You've got Dre, you've got Clay, you've got Steph Curry, you've got guys that have been there before many times in the past, right? So on the surface, obviously you look at this and go, all right, yeah, Warriors are the team. And sure, they're the team to beat. They have the best odds to win the finals as well. But if you just watched any of these games against Phoenix, Dallas lost the first two games. And not only did they end up roaring back, taking the series in seven against the Suns team, mind you, right? You guys watch basketball. You pay attention to odds throughout the year. A Suns team that all damn season had the best odds to win the finals. And they didn't just lose in game seven. They get their doors blown off. At halftime, Luka had 27 points. The Suns had 27 points. They shit on him through and through for 48 straight minutes. At no point was that game competitive. And the game before that, they blew him out as well. Dallas Mavericks defense is smothering. They gave up nothing in game six and seven. Absolutely stifling defense. Held the Suns to 90 and 86 points. And another win they had in game three held them to 94 points. This is a Suns offense that, say what you want about Chris Paul in his age, Chris Paul looked pretty damn good in the first round, didn't he? No one was saying anything about Chris Paul in the first round. And then he completely falls off a cliff. Devin Booker was, what, 0 for 7 on his first seven shots? Shot miserably. DeAndre Ayton was a ghost. They had nothing. And this is a team that was built for a finals run. And Dallas took them out. Came back from an 0-2 deficit and took them out handily. 123-90 in that last game. If the starters were out there, this would have been a 60-point game, okay? Luka didn't come back after the third quarter. And then 113-86 in game six. So as much as I think the Warriors are a good, great team, I think the Mavericks are getting shorted a little bit here, are not getting the credit they deserve. So I'm going Mavs plus five. I am going Warriors in seven at plus 300 because ultimately the better team. But I think every game in this series is going to be super tight. The Mavericks are positioned with arguably the best player left in the postseason in Luka Doncic right now. He is truly unstoppable. So I like that. Taking the points there, minus 110, obviously, and Warriors in seven as well. Celtics money line plus 105 in game one. I just got to take the better team here. I think they're better equipped to win this game. They're a more complete roster on offense and defense. And Celtics in six at plus 280. As always, I appreciate you guys hanging out. Hit that thumbs up. And remember, bet at MGM any of these games that I'm giving you, whether it's Mavs plus five or Celtics money line in game one. Mavs money line it would be, or Golden State money line. You got to bet them to win. And put $10 on it, turns into $200 after that bet settles. It's a beautiful thing. Link in the description or the pinned tweet. We'll catch you back here tomorrow, diving deep into these props for game one of the conference finals right here at Odd Shopper. Peace.